Welcome back, folks, to another edition of Stars Radio, your short track auto racing source, a production of Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Well, folks, we've been off for a few weeks. Our producer, Mr. Jeff Gilder, was out of town there for 1 week, and then we had Memorial Day. And then last week, I had car trouble. So we've been gone for 3 weeks, but we're glad to be back in the studios tonight and get another edition of Stars Radio under our belts. We've had some great racing in the last few weeks, and we're going to talk a little bit about it. We got a great set of pair of guests lined up tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about the Shrine Race that's going to be happening tomorrow night at Lawrence County Speedway. But before we get into our guest night, I want to put this information out there so everybody is aware. Our friend Bill Bentley has finished his documentary on Ron Pastana, and for our new listeners, Ron Pastana was a dear friend to us here at Racers Reunion Radio. Him and Bill came all the way from California out here to do one of our events that we did at the Columbia Speedway, and then about 6 months later, Ron lost his life in doing what he loved, and that was driving race cars. He was a realtor, he was a musician, and he was a race car driver. And he lost his life racing, and Bill Bentley put a documentary together about that, and I know we've featured it several times here on the show. But the premiere is going to be out in California on July the 23rd, which is a Sunday afternoon. And we're working on something to getting it here on the East Coast to get it shown at somewhere over here on the East Coast. So we're going to have Bill on and talk a little bit about that. But I just want to let everybody know, because people from time to time send me messages and ask me about that documentary, how it's coming along. It is finished, and it will go to be shown for the very first time in Danville, California on July 23rd, 2017. But we want to get to our guest tonight, man. You know, every time this race comes around, I love talking about it, you know, or anywhere they're having a Shrine race at. And tomorrow night they're having a big Shrine race at Lawrence County Speedway in Lawrence, South Carolina. So I want to welcome our guests, Danny and Brandy Hurley, to Stars Radio. Guys, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know which one of y'all want to answer some of these questions or... but before we get started here, tell us a little bit about Lawrence County Speedway and the history of the Speedway itself.
Well, the track was built around 1954 by Franklin Lyons, and the first race wasn't until 1955. The track closed down in around 72, and Fred and Janet bought it back, and they reopened it in 1979, I believe it was. They had to do some updates and build the stands and all to reopen, and they got all that going. It's a 3/8-mile high bank dirt track, so it gets pretty exciting.
Wow, sounds like it is a fairly exciting place up there. I've actually been to Lawrence County Speedway. It's been probably 10 years or so since I was up there. Went up there with a friend to take in a super late model race that was there that night. And, you know, I love the little racetrack. And, you know, I like your tagline that you have on Facebook, the Darlington of Dirt. Tell us how that come about.
Well, Fred and Janet started that. You know, one and two is a little tighter than three and four, just like Darlington is. So they started that, and we just kind of kept it going.
Oh, awesome. I love that little tagline. Well, you guys... I believe it's just the 36th annual Shrine Race that you're having up there this year. Tell us a little bit about the Shrine Race, its format, and how it came about.
Okay. This is the 36th annual Shrine Race. It was started by Fred, Janet, Fred's brother Wayne, and a guy that used to work with Fred, who was a Shriner. It was started back in 1981, I believe. Fred always wanted the money to go directly to the Shriners Hospital. He didn't want it to go to the, you know, just the Shriners or to the Hejaz Temple. He always made sure that the all the money that was raised went directly to the Shriners Hospital to help the children, and we will continue that tradition. Tomorrow night, the Carolina Clash, it's a super late model series that's coming. We'll be paying $4,000 to win the super late model division. We'll also have the front wheel drive. They're paying $400 to win. Stock Thunder, $600, four-cylinder, $700, 602, $700, and Sika 604 crates, we're paying $1,200 to win tomorrow night. So all of the gate money goes directly to the Shriners. We also have a track photographer. His name is JY Photos. He has on his own set up a 30-minute autograph photo session with some of the drivers from 6 to 6:30 behind our stand. He is going to print out 50 photos for each driver and out of his own money and give these away to the drivers, and they'll be selling those photos for $1 and they'll autograph those. Some of the drivers that are coming is Dennis Franklin, Anthony Sanders, Ross Bales, Michael Brown, Billy Rushton, Larry and Dale Timms, and Mark Patterson. And again, all those photos and the autographs will be $1, and all of that money will go directly to the Shriners. So that was something that our photographer said he couldn't do last year, but he wanted to do a little something extra this year, and so hopefully, you know, boost up a little more fun for the Shriners Hospital.
Well, that is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, especially just, you know, for the cause, you know, as someone that's a member of the Shriners, I really appreciate the support that you guys is doing there. And you're paying great purses to try to bring the drivers in. And, you know, every time I talk to people about this Shrine race, they say, oh, that's in the middle of the week. You know, it's hard to get off to be able to go to the race in the middle of the week. But tell us a little bit about your crowd. You know, does it really affect you that much being a steer in the week?
Being a Shrine race, the crowd's there. I mean, everybody comes out to support the Shriners regardless of what day it's on. The crowd, as far as the driver-wise, the drivers are there. The fans are there. It don't hurt it a bit.
I didn't much think it was going to make that much difference because, you know, A, it's for a great cause, and B, a true race fan, I don't care if you race Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. A true race fan's going to be at a racetrack if he can every night of the week. So
you're right about that.
So you know, that's fantastic.
Race comes first.
Yeah, exactly. It's great that you can pull the fans in up there. Now, if a fan is going to the racetrack and he's interested, what kind of what is it going to cost to get into the race, to see the races? Man, I got to get that out.
Okay, the pit gates open at 4 o'clock. It is $30 for adults. 5 to 11 is $15, and 4 and under is free. Our grandstands, normally we're scheduled to open at 6, but we're actually going to open those a little bit early at 5:30 so we can get this autograph session going on. But the adults is $20. Ages 5 to 11 is $5, and 4 and under is free.
Awesome. Yes. And seeing it's still affordable, you know, at $20, you know, for an adult to go see a show caliber of this. And as you mentioned, the money's going to, the proceeds is going to a great cause. Man, it's a drive for me. The time I get off work, I don't get off work at 5 o'clock, but man, but you keep enticing me to maybe coming up there tomorrow night.
We don't start until 8, so you can make it.
Well, you know, one of your employees told me the same thing today. He kept telling me, man, he goes, you ain't got to be there at 8 o'clock. You ain't got to be there at 8 o'clock. I said, I ain't too worried about 8 o'clock. It's that ride home after the race is over with.
That's right.
So
you can follow him home. He'll be leaving about the same time you would be leaving.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think he does take most of his family up there with him. Maybe I could get one of them to drive me home, and I could take a nap on the way home. So
That's right. His family does come with him.
Well, tell us a little bit about some of the other races you're going to have here in the remainder of the 2017 season.
Okay, our next big race is July 1st, and it's a Ronnie Brookshire Memorial race. He was a racer at Lawrence. His number was 14, and we are very excited to announce that the Ultimate Super Late Model division will be coming to Lawrence. I actually believe it is the first time that the Ultimates have been to Lawrence, South Carolina. We are paying $4,014 to win, and the reason we're paying the $14 to win is that was Ronnie Brookshire's car number. So instead of just $4,000 to win, we're going to put the extra 14. So it's 4,014 to win. We also will be racing 602s, Thunder Bombers, four cylinders, and front wheel drives that night. And the Sika 604 crate, we're going to be paying $1,514 to win. The gates will open at 4 that night. for the pits, and the grandstands again at 6, and racing starts at 8.
Wow, that sounds like another great event up there, and we'll have to try to get you guys lined back up here and get some more details on that in a week or two,
yes.
Promote that event there, because, you know, guys, that's what my show is all about. You know, it's called Stars Radio, but Stars stands for Short Track Auto Racing Source. I'm an asphalt guy, guys, and I don't hide that fact, but my roots is dirt, so I do try to have some dirt guys on here from time to time and promote dirt events. And I take in probably 10 or more dirt races during the year anyway. So, I want to thank you guys. You guys are doing a great job up there promoting your racetrack. I always follow you. We do a lot of your track results here. We have a segment here on our show where we give track results out, and I always try to go around to different tracks. A lot of tracks sends me emails with results, and I'll send y'all a message of how to send me your track results if you can. If not,
okay.
I normally can catch them on your Facebook or whatever to get them put out there. I like to try to put as many track results as I can, and anything that we can do to help promote you guys. That's what our little show here is all about.
Well, we appreciate it so much.
You got the Ronnie Brookshire Memorial Race. You got any more big races for the remainder of the 2017 season?
I'm at a blank right now.
Well, let's see.
Yes, yes, we do. We have a July 8th, we're having a 602 Thunder Series. August the 19th, we're having a Munster Mini Race. September 23rd, we're having Southeastern Late Models come. And then we'll end our season on October the 7th. But we're talking it over, and we think we might have something coming up in November, maybe even December, or possibly a January race coming up. So, everybody will have to stay tuned to that when we're still trying to work out the details, but we like racing so much that we kind of want to make it all year round.
Well, I just may be able to put together a dirt front-wheel drive car by the end of the year. I got a car out there that was run on dirt that we've been throwing around whether we was going to convert it over to asphalt or leave it at dirt and maybe run some dirt races once my son gets a little more experience, get some seat time underneath his belt. But some of them races towards the end of the year, that sounds like might be something we might be interested in.
Well, we would love to have you. Love to have you.
So we might just have to consider that. Well, Brandy and Danny, if guys want to find out more about your racetrack, where's the best place for them to go to get the information about Lawrence County Speedway?
The best place would be to our website. It's www.lawrencespeedway.com, and also on Facebook, Lawrence County Speedway, it's / the Darlington of Dirt.
Okay, and I'll make sure I tag that on my Facebook page when I put the podcast up so people knows where to go for that. Now, where's the racetrack located? I know it's called Lawrence County Speedway. Can you give us some simple directions off of the interstate to get into your racetrack there?
I'm going to let Danny give you that one.
Okay. Well, I got somebody sent me a message and want to know how to get there. That's the only reason I'm asking you that question. So.
Okay, yeah. If you get off 385, like at Walmart Distribution,
mm-hmm.
You come down towards Lawrence.
Take a left.
You take a left at McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
And you go straight until you see the Lawrence Speedway sign on the left.
Okay.
It's pretty much a straight shot. The address is 435 Racetrack Road in Lawrence, South Carolina.
Yeah, so it's not very far off the interstate, fairly easy to get to.
Man, you can Google the address or MapQuest, and it'll lead you straight to us, 435 Racetrack Road.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. It looks like it's about an hour and 24 minutes from my house. So,
you can make that.
That's the center of the state right here in Columbia. So, everybody can use Columbia as a reference. So, well, listen, folks, I want to thank you guys for taking some time and coming on the show and give us an opportunity to talk a little bit about this Shrine Race and promote your speedway some. And man, we'd love to have you back here in the near future. And I may have to see if I can make that trip up there tomorrow afternoon if I can get somebody to ride with me, which I got somebody in mind. If we can ride together, your employee, I think he's leaving work early because I originally told him I'd ride with him, but he said he was going to leave early. Yes, Patrick, their address is Racetrack Road. That's somebody sent me a message and said Racetrack Road with a question mark.
I told him, yes, 435 Racetrack Road.
So that's the nice thing about our little show. We have a chat room that people can go to off of our Racers Reunion website, and you guys get an opportunity. Go check out racersreunion.com. It's a website that was started to make sure people never forgot about the history of racing and where it came from and how it started. And you know, we went into the radio business, and we got a couple different shows. I have my show here on Monday nights at 7 o'clock. Following me, we have Patrick Reynolds and Speedway Report, and he talks about, you know, all various forms of racing. And then we have a drag racing show that comes on at 8 o'clock tonight. And then tomorrow night we have a racing through history show that starts at 7 o'clock for 2 hours. So we got a lot of great shows here that's all part of the Racers Reunion family. If you guys get a chance, go check it out. You'd be surprised. You may see some of the people that race up there at Lawrence County right there on our little website there. It's been going for quite a while now. I believe we may be in about our 15th year. Jeff, I have to verify that information there. But I know we've been going for quite a while. Again, folks, thank you. Man, I'm rambling. thank you guys for being on the show tonight. And if I get a chance to be up there tomorrow night, I'll come in and introduce myself.
Yes, please do. And we appreciate you talking to us tonight. Thank you.
Absolutely. Guys, I hope y'all pack the stands tomorrow night and just have a tremendous crowd. Thank you again very much for being on the show with us tonight. Folks, I love talking about Shrine Racing. You know, glad we was able to have Brandy and Danny Hurley on the show tonight to talk a little bit about this. But it's getting close to that time for us to get out of here. We got to do our military unit of the week. Our military unit of the week tonight is going to be the fine sailors on board the USS Gabrielle Grifford. Newly commissioned ship, just hit the water this past weekend. Great to have a new ship out there in the fleet as a former sailor. But we do appreciate our military for what they do out there. It's because of you guys is the reason we live in the home of the brave and the land of the free. Patrick Reynolds and Motor Week Live is going to be coming up at 7:30, so you don't want to go nowhere. Folks, we'll catch you here next Monday night, and we'll give a recap of the Shrines race from Lawrence County Speedway. Stars Radio, your short track auto racing source. Production of Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Good night, and God bless.